Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he does not know how. The earth produces itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "What can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up, and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning I was made to think of that nursery rhyme, "Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn, the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn." Because as I was coming here for the 8 o'clock service, I was driving along and saw a slightly worried farmer, Farmer Godwin from Amney St Mary, looking into a field that actually didn't belong to him. It was full of corn and a number of young heifers that belonged to him. I think he was planning on how to effectively get them out of the field of corn where they were having too much of a good time, and getting some people to support him to move them on. Of course, many of us aren't very involved with matters of the soil anymore. But at the time of Jesus, matters of the soil, matters of farming, were actually matters of life and of death. Perhaps one of the most challenging things about the teaching of Jesus actually is not its complexity, but its simplicity. Too often people have taken things that were straightforward and made them incredibly complicated. One of the things I like about the Christian message is, yes indeed, it does have great depth that needs to be plumbed, but also it is a message that we can all receive, however bright, intellectual or clever we are or aren't. It's a message that not only needs to be received in the mind, more importantly, it needs to be received in the heart. And some of the most lovely Christian people I know actually aren't that bright, and they don't care. And they're wonderful Christians. And perhaps we make things rather complicated, because complex things are easy to avoid. It can be said that they're hard to understand. It can be said that there's disagreement about their meaning. It can be said that Jesus' words simply don't apply to the person's own situation. Obfuscation, fudging things, blurring their meaning, muddying the waters, becomes an escape from blunt meanings. We live in a society, I think, and actually know, where we're not very good at speaking a few home truths. We're all apparently now too delicate to receive them. Sometimes, as a governor at school, I think parents just need to be told a few home truths about their charming, darling little children. But I'm turning into a grumpy old man in my old age. In St. Mark chapter 4, verse 26, Jesus talks about the simple roots of what he is saying. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. In the time of Jesus, to see someone sowing seed would have been commonplace, ordinary, quite natural, and it would have been hard work. The kingdom of God is not as if someone wished to create an aristocracy of people living in fine houses. It's not as if someone wished to create a corporation with smart suited executives. It is not as if someone wished to create a bureaucracy with accumulations of paperwork. No, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. When was the last time that you scattered seed, I wonder? The picture Jesus draws of the kingdom of God is of a kingdom very different from those with which people were familiar. It's not a kingdom of power and dominance, as people of Jesus' time had experienced under Roman occupation. It's not a kingdom of status and influence, like the kingdom of King Herod. It's not a kingdom of wealth and prestige. It's a kingdom of ordinariness, a kingdom of ordinary things, of ordinary people invited to be with God, extraordinary. Jesus takes things and says they are special. In weeks to come, we'll be listening to gospel readings in which Jesus meets people who are very ordinary and people who don't think themselves to be very special at all. The woman with a hemorrhage who will touch Jesus because she's not good enough actually to speak to him. She feels a bit afraid, a bit in awe, but only if she touches the hem of his garment. Jairus will go to seek his help because he loves his daughter and wants her restored. He's desperate. And we'll recently have heard of Jesus turning ordinary stuff of life, water, into something extraordinary, the best wine that a wedding couple and their guests could drink. Jesus takes ordinary things and says they are special. The kingdom of God is like someone who scatters seeds on the ground. And it's very easy to miss the special and the beautiful. And in our own lives, we probably drive past it and walk past it. And perhaps some people, I'm not there quite yet, with their telephone will walk along looking at that rather than the wonders around us. When people find themselves removed from the everyday and the familiar things of ordinary life through illness or circumstances, they will often say it's the ordinary things that they miss the most. We can easily fail to appreciate the things that surround us each day. Jesus says that the kingdom of God is rooted in ordinariness. He continues in St. Mark chapter 4, verse 27, saying that the sower of the seed would sleep and rise day, night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. And in this story, we're being told about an attitude of trust. Trust, because what else is there that one can do except be patient and wait for the seed to grow? I wonder how well we are at being patient, at waiting for things to happen. Very often I want it to happen now. Rather like that prayer, please God, make me patient now. And this ability to wait and be patient is an attitude that can be in sharp contrast to the way in which many of us live our lives today. And instead of trust, there are plans and targets. Aspirations and ambitions become the things that shape lives, and the contentment known by the sower of the seed can be lost. Questioned about how he lived so contentedly, he might have shrugged the farmer and asked, what better way was there to live? Worry will not make the seed grow, nor will it make the grain ripen. When the time comes, the sower of the seed will gather the harvest. When we look at the news stories about the impact of climate change, of the pollution of the seas, the consumption of scarce resources, the exhaustion of the earth, there is perhaps a lesson that we need to learn about the simplicity of the lifestyle of the sower. It's an ecological fact that we can't continue as we are. We can't continue to consume more and more and more. What is more, we don't have to. There is happiness in ordinariness. Jesus challenges his listeners about their attitude. In St. Mark 4, verses 30 and 31, he says, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth." The smallest seed grows into a very big shrub. And perhaps there is a challenge to remember their roots, to be radical in the proper sense of that word, that being radical is about one's own roots. Had the origins of the kingdom of God been remembered, then perhaps the history of the last two millennia would be very different. There would have been no pain nor persecution, no oppression nor wars in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. The parable of the mustard seed is a reminder of the need to retain a sense of perspective. To acknowledge those roots is to acknowledge a need for humility and a need to avoid attitudes that lead to dominance and to violence. The life of the sower of the seed and the roots of the mustard seed are just gentle pointers to the way of peace and contentment. Amen.